Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, President Nikos Christodoulidis on Tuesday evening highlighted the importance his government is putting on restarting Cyprus talks, despite the difficult stance of the Turkish side. Speaking during a televised speech on his first year as president, Christodoulidis went over the initiatives his government has taken to, quote, better the daily life of all citizens. I am not saying that in this first 12 months we have avoided mistakes, but I can confidently claim that we have laid the foundations to achieve the better Cyprus that we all envision, he said. None of the mistakes, though, have affected the life of the citizens, he added. He then said that the result will be positive, noting that he has raised the bar high as society has high expectations of a government elected without the support of a major party. Moving on, police are investigating after potential criminal offenses were found at the Cyprus Shooting Sport Federation, it emerged on Tuesday. Two scathing reports were compiled by the Sports and Ethics Protection Committee, which were handed to Attorney General George Savvidis. The legal service said that Savvidis had recommended the police investigate the result of the two reports. Investigating officers have reportedly identified 31 individuals who may have committed criminal offenses. However, the Federation said it had acted legally and remains at the disposal of the police. In other news, a 31-year-old Ukrainian woman arrested on suspicion of money laundering is not cooperating with authorities, police spokesman Christos Andreou has said. She is currently serving a 5-day remand order, which was issued on Saturday, and her statements have, quote, many inconsistencies, he added. The woman paid 15 trips to the island over a span of 7 months, declaring large sums of money each time. Andreou said the authorities became suspicious when the number of back and forths increased. She was only arrested after reporting that she had been robbed shortly after arriving on the island of the over 400,000 euros she had in her bag. Police would have arrested her eventually whether the robbery had been reported or not, Andreou said. Elsewhere, the US government on Tuesday announced sanctions against two individuals and 5 entities associated with the Intellexa consortium that develops spyware technology, including ex-Israeli intelligence officer Tal Dilian, who in 2019 made the headlines in Cyprus in connection with the notorious Spyvan affair. The US Department of the Treasury said it was sanctioning Dilian and an associate, quote, for their role in developing, operating, and distributing commercial spyware technology used to target Americans, including US government officials, journalists, and policy experts. According to the US Treasury, the Intellexa consortium had enabled the proliferation of commercial spyware and surveillance technologies around the world, including to authoritarian regimes. Furthermore, the Predator spyware had been deployed by foreign actors in an effort to covertly surveil US government officials, journalists, and policy experts, it said. Meanwhile, diplomats past and present convened on Tuesday to mark the 60th anniversary of the establishment of the United Nations Peacekeeping Force in Cyprus and discuss prospects for peace in the future. The force's chief, Colin Stewart, insisted that the solution to a conflict is always political and we must invest in negotiations and in finding common ground. He spoke about events which took place in Pila last summer, highlighting the force's role in finding a mutual understanding regarding construction projects in the area. However, he noted, we're still working on it. Things can get quite complicated. And finally, Platres Forest Park Hotel has been sold to forex firm XM for over 10 million euros, with a major 15 million euros renovation expected to follow, according to reports released on Tuesday. According to local outlet In Business News, XM has taken over 100% of the hotel's share capital. Furthermore, a comprehensive renovation plan is on the horizon, aiming to elevate the hotel to the Swiss standards reminiscent of the iconic St. Moritz resorts. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. For more news, analysis, and content, please visit cyprus-mail.com.